From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. General Stanley McChrystal has been dismissed from his position as the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. He is being replaced by General David Petraeus, the head of U.S. Central Command. We get more from NPR's Jackie Northam.
President Obama announced his decision to replace McChrystal following a one-on-one meeting with him earlier in the morning. Mr. Obama said he had respect for McChrystal and was saddened with the decision. But the president was also angry about an article for Rolling Stone magazine in which McChrystal and his aides made critical remarks about Mr. Obama and his national security team. Now, General Petraeus will be in charge of a war which has recently lost momentum. He's well-respected amongst the Obama administration, and his appointment means that there will be continuity to the operation in Afghanistan. Petraeus may also have the ability to knit together the frayed relations between military officials in Afghanistan and their civilian counterparts. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says the Obama administration still plans to pause drilling in the deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports details of a new moratorium are fuzzy.
Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska is calling on Salazar to allow some of the less risky drilling operations in known reservoirs to go forward.
Those are exactly the kinds of issues that we are looking at.
But Salazar says he cannot yet say what adjustments he will make to the original moratorium, and he stresses that he still believes taking a break from deep water drilling is the right call. Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee urges Salazar to heed the warning from the judge who overturned the original moratorium and not delay drilling for any longer than necessary.
I would hope that in devising any other moratorium that you'd make sure that the economic consequences aren't worse than the environmental consequences.
Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Wrapping up its two-day meeting in Washington, the Federal Reserve has opted to hold the line on interest rates. Fed policymakers, including Chairman Ben Bernanke, also indicating the Fed will keep rates low for an extended period as the economy continues to show mixed signs of recovery. Hugh Johnson is with Johnson Illington Advisors. He says while there are some signs of improvement, the overall outlook remains murky.
It is a very fine line between an economy which is expanding, and I think they're right in saying the economy is indeed expanding, but the expansion is not particularly on firm footing.
Fed has left its key federal funds rate. The rate member banks charge one another to borrow at between 0.25% since December of 2008. More reason to think the economic recovery still has a way to go. The government reporting today, sales of new homes plunged a record 32.7% last month. Mixed day for U.S. financial markets with the mixed economic news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 4 points to close at 10,298. The Nasdaq lost 7 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 3 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Jurors in the trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich were listening to tapes today. The recorded conversations include Blagojevich talking excitedly about getting something big in exchange for appointing a friend to the Senate seat vacated by President Obama. The tape was secretly recorded on the day after Barack Obama was elected. Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty to charges. He sought to sell the vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. The longest tennis match in history is at 10 hours and counting. American John Isner and Francis Nicola Mahut are tied at 59 games apiece in the fifth and final set of their second-round match at Wimbledon. The match was called today because of darkness for a second night in a row. It'll resume tomorrow, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
To say this match broke records doesn't do it justice. Obliterate is a better term. The record for longest tennis match was 6 hours and 33 minutes. When an official called the match because of darkness today, the total match time was at 10 hours, with more to come. John Isner and Nicolas Mahut played 4 sets yesterday before the match was suspended because of darkness. The players and fans assumed the two would finish up the fifth and final set today. But after 7 hours and 6 minutes, the score of that fifth set was 59 games, numbers that left tennis fans worldwide shaking their heads in amazement. Sets normally are won by the first player to 6 games. Another obliterated record, service aces in a match. The record was 78. Isner has 98, Mahut 95. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Magnitude 5 earthquake rattled buildings in Canada and across the border into the U.S. today. The quake was centered about 23 miles north of Ottawa, lasted about 30 seconds, and caused no serious damage. Residents in New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania also felt the quake. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.